You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
If you've ever bought anything like a smartphone, a gaming console, some headphones, even a digital camera, you might find that you can find them a lot cheaper outside of South Africa, but somehow in South Africa, they are considerably more expensive. This might be due to a luxury tax that is or an ad valorem tax that has been imposed on electronic goods. It is something that affects almost all of our electronic goods that we import in South Africa, and we're going to find out why. I'm joined on the line by Senior Manager for Tax Consulting at Forvis Mazars, Ivadna Bronkhorst, to take a look at this and see if we can make sense of it. Good evening, Ivadna. Thanks so much for taking the time. This seems like something that we probably should have known about a long time. When did this electronics tax start?
Good evening, Jimmy, and thank you for allowing me to share my views and thoughts. While the whole rationale behind ad valorem excise taxes is to focus on your more luxury goods, so it's not always very transparent how certain products were determined to be luxury goods. For example, economic studies have shown that even if you increase the gross net pay per household, even the lower income households would prefer to spend the additional funds on, for example, purchasing a television because it provides them a means of escape instead of buying healthier food. So even if there's tax incentives to promote the consumption of healthy food, some items are classified as luxury goods, and therefore this can be seen as a form of a wealth tax. It's been implemented since the existence of customs and excise duties were introduced in South Africa, and it's been scheduled to be of the tariff book to the Customs and Excise Act.
Now, when we look at some of the items that are affected from an electronic point of view, I'm looking at something like smartphones because the communications minister has recently looked at this. Companies like Vodacom have looked at this. Every household kind of uses smartphones more so as a necessity than a luxury today. And that's one of the arguments that was made by the communications minister around why that particular item should be removed from being considered as a luxury item. How do we define where to draw the line? I mean, some of these items are necessary, especially if we're moving into a digital age where businesses are run on electronic components and all of that. We no longer live in the days where things were written down on paper and all of that. Everything has become electronic. So why then is this still a tax?
Yes, I totally agree with you, but this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, if you look at the ad valorem excise tax, that's only 9%. On importation, there's no customs duties paid on importation of smartphones, but you will still pay the ad valorem excise tax, whether or not the goods are manufactured in South Africa or even imported into South Africa. But there are other matters that also impact on the cost of these items. Like, for example, you have to add on to the added tax value amount, 15% VAT. And I mean, compare 15% VAT of the cost price of an item added to that. That must be multiplied by 1.1%, and then also add the ad valorem excise duties. That 15% has a much greater cost impact. And then also think about the fact that post-COVID, there has been a lot of volatility in the exchange rates. So not even in the technology space, everywhere, everything is getting more expensive, especially for South Africans. The cost of living has increased significantly. And then one also has to talk about this will only play a small contribution in creating access, which I do believe is a necessity and is important because when I went to school, I mean, that was when computers were just introduced. I'm getting my age away now, but these days, most of the schools and even some of the public schools require access to technology in the form of a tablet. And there's a lot of the parents and caretakers that cannot keep up with that and cannot actually afford that. And it's not about only creating access to the device. It's about being able to operate that, and that's where the cost of data comes in. So this is just a small step towards making digital technology more accessible to everyone. And I do believe, especially because it is a requirement in the educational system, that it has become a necessity, and that those that do not have readily access and cannot operate it because they cannot afford to buy data is being impacted negatively because they can't perform the nature and type of research that is required, for example, to complete an assignment. But then you think about, okay, what happens immediately if someone tries to lower the cost? The sellers would then say, okay, cool, I can just make more profit. So there should also be regulation of the prices, and I'm not talking about price setting or something like that, but there should also be some kind of regulation in place, not focusing only on the device itself, but also on the cost of operating that device. And one of the mechanisms that can greatly contribute, if you look at a country like Nigeria, 99% of the smartphones are being imported. So one key point that I want to make is that there's tax incentives that are being introduced. For example, the tax incentive for creating the hydrocarbon and, electric motor vehicles. But that is not something that I feel that is, at this point in time, necessary for South African consumers. What about the smartphones? If you can produce smartphones locally, it will be a great step towards making it more affordable and accessible to a greater part of the market and giving everyone equitable access to something that, as you mentioned, has become such a large part of our lives.
Evadna, when we look at some of the other ad valorem taxes, I mean, there are taxes on things like vehicles above a certain value and all of that. So clearly we can still make revenue from an excise perspective for the receiver of revenue if we do go back on this particular tax. But it is also important to say that we can sacrifice a little bit of revenue for the sake of improving access, as you mentioned, and growing our economy.
Yes and no. I must be honest that somewhere you have to make a decision on what is the purpose of a specific tax. Why am I imposing a specific tax? And yes, a lot of taxes are being imposed as a source of revenue, and rightly so. But every time you introduce an incentive or you take away something, you have to procure those taxes from some other source. So the first question that comes to mind is, okay, remove the ad valorem excise taxes on smartphones. How is government going to fill that gap in addition to introducing additional tax incentives and with the budget speed upcoming? And I mean, if you think about something like a motor vehicle, the ad valorem excise tax, after that, the carbon taxes that have increased significantly. I just feel there are taxes being added to certain items that it's actually, in my view, an archaic system. I don't believe that the focus is exactly how it should have been. Previously, one of the methods before the multinational approach to trade and global trade and the OECD and all the international agreements, customs duties and excise duties were seen as a key source of revenue for a government. But since the globalization of all transactions and the digitalization of transactions and international agreements being concluded, a lot of the customs duties have either reduced to null or there are certain agreements in place to make sure that the level of the duty being imposed is being managed. So the key focus is facilitating global trade. And I do think that the ad valorem excise duties is an archaic system and that its necessity should be re-evaluated in light of most recent developments.
What was the initial intended purpose of the tax, and is it still relevant? Those are the questions that need to be asked. We'll leave the conversation there. Ivadna, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Ivadna Bronkhorst, who is the senior manager for tax consulting at Forvis Mazars, on the tech tax that's been in place for quite some time.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.